Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Five questions asked on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, the children of Adam alayhi salam will be unable to move from the place of questioning until they are questioned about five things and give a good answer for it. Number one, how he spent his life. Number two, how he spent his youth. Number three, where he earned his wealth. Number four, on what he spent it. And number five, how much he practiced on the knowledge which he possessed. The first question. In this hadith sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has counted all the things about which every person will have to answer on the day of Qiyamah. Each of these has been discussed in many other ahadith. First, everyone will have to answer about his entire life. He will have to answer the question, how did you spend your life? What were you created for? Were you created for nothing? Allah Ta'ala Himself warns man to take this life seriously. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثُوا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ Do you think that we have created you for no reason and that you would not be returned to us for questioning? Allah Ta'ala Himself has explained the purpose for which this life was created. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That I created the jinn and humans only so that they may serve me. We should see how much of our life is spent on things for which we were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about how much of time and effort is spent on the aim and object of life, and how much time is spent on other things such as recreation and other useless activities that have nothing to do with the real purpose of life. Suppose you hire a builder to do some building, you will obviously watch the amount of time he spends on building and the time wasted on smoking or eating, etc. So, it is only fair that you look after your own time in the same way. Suppose a man works at your shop. If the man is absent most of the time, doing his own work, and comes to the shop only for a short time, would you give him his full pay? If not, then what excuse can you give for your own behavior towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created you only so that you may obey Him all the time? He is your Rabb and Creator and showers His blessings on you all the time, but you waste your time in useless things, bluffing yourself that your salah is enough. It is only the mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala that He has not made it farz for us to spend all our time in His ibadat. He has ordered us to spend only a small part of our time for ibadat. How unfair of us that we ignore our other duties towards Him. We'll continue inshallah.